This is tape one, side one. Robert Carlin being interviewed by Kathy Stover for the Archives of American Art. The date is June 28, 1985. The interview is being conducted at Carlin Galleries, 232 South 16th Street, Philadelphia, 2 p.m.
I understand that you're from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Born up there.
What year?
1906.
And when did you come to Philadelphia?
No, I think it was a couple years after that. We were having a lot of bad floods out there, you know, the river.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother had been well. She wanted to come east to get some medical advice. She came here. She didn't like it out there. It was too lonely, you know. It's all farmers.
Did you live on a farm?
We had a general store. We catered to the farmers. It's all Germans selling out there. Farmers and selling around there. So my mother decided she wanted to come back. So we stayed here. My father was kind of going to go up here. Seemed very bad to see. During the time there hadn't been a lot of business trouble. And in fact, one of the worst things was we had a lot of trouble about money and financial, you know. The difficulty we had, money was very scarce. And in local, I left in the 1960s here, and maybe in the 1930s. So we moved here, we stayed here.
You came here as a child.
Yeah, child, But, that side is fortunately happened to be a much bigger city than it was then. But, we had neighbors, Booth Tarkington. And Alice lived there, and that was in James Whitcomb Riley, the poet. Our radics.